Welcome to the Fallen State. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Thank you all so much for being with me. Remember, you can support the Fallen State by going to thefallenstate.tv/donate and also click on the description and the link, and you can support us there on Locals. Thank you all so much for that. I have with me Jason Palmer. He is a businessman and investor who ran in 2024 Democratic Party presidential primaries. Jason, thank you so much for coming on.
Jesse Lee, thanks for having me.
Happy White History Month.
I guess every month is White History Month to a degree, right?
No, July is White History Month. We've been celebrating White History Month for 7 years now.
I have to admit, I didn't know that.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, happy White History Month.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
And so when you say every month, because I hear that a lot, people say, well, every month is White History Month. What do they mean by that?
Well, I think they honestly mean that most history that we learn in the United States is about Western civilization. And by that, they mean Greece, Europe, American history. And most of that history is about white kings and queens in Europe. And Greeks and Romans were predominantly white. And American history, you know, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, all these books I've got here, Those are mostly white men too. So most of the history that I've learned and that most people learn is white history.
And with the help of God, they created the greatest country on this side of heaven. And so, but that is American history. And the reason that I started white history, because they're trying to wipe out white history and replace it with all fake, false, made up stuff, history. And it's not good for the generations to come to not understand real history of America. Do you agree?
I think that what's trying to happen, and maybe you're referring to the 1619 Project or other efforts to make sure women are included in history or Black history is included in American history or, you know, Mexican American history is included in American history, is to try to make it kind of more well-rounded. Native American history, too, I should add. There have been very key people in our history. I'm in Baltimore right now. Frederick Douglass played a major role leading up to the Civil War in abolition movements. Abraham Lincoln also obviously a huge role when he was president. But I think students should learn about both Abraham Lincoln and Frederick Douglass. And if you just learned about one or the other, then you're not getting the whole story. In fact, you're still not getting the whole story if you just learn about the two of them. There were millions of people involved in the Civil War, as an example.
But don't Frederick Douglass and people like that, they would just happen to be here because the white man fought the country. So they were here, and then they participated in American history. They were not the founder of American history. And then the Black history, Mexican history, Asian history, all those other folk history, they need to take that back to their country. That's not a part of our country.
They had nothing to do with building
our country.
I would disagree with that, mostly because America is more about the ideals than it is about the people who were here at the very beginning. Although, of course, the founding fathers did a great job with the Declaration of Independence, with the Constitution. But if you ever go, and maybe you have gone to a naturalization ceremony where new immigrants get to become American citizens for the first time, those people are crying. They're so proud to be Americans. Immigrants are some of the most American people that I know. And it's because they believe in our ideals and they want to be part of America. And I think everybody can be American no matter what country you come from, no matter what your religion, ethnicity, background. That's what makes America great, is that you can come from anywhere, but you can become an American. In fact, that's what Ronald Reagan said in his closing speech when he left the presidency, is he said, this is the only country on the earth where you can come here. You could live in Japan for 20 years, but you'll never become Japanese. You could live in Germany your whole life, but you'll never become a German. But you come here, you adopt our ideals, you become one of us. Anyone from any place on earth can become an American. And I'm very proud of that part of our country. And Ronald Reagan said it best, honestly.
But still, that wouldn't make them the founder of the country. Just because you let someone come and live at your
That's
home,
true. It wouldn't make them the founders. The founders would
they
still
don't
be,
own they don't
yeah.
own the home, right? So it would still be white history. Are you white?
I mean, not to, I might be a little controversial, but I know you actually like a little controversy.
No, I don't.
You don't think so?
No.
Well, I want to tell you something that I learned recently when I was out in Colorado. I saw a professor speaking about how what it means to be white keeps changing. Like at the beginning, being white was you were just an English person who had come to America, you owned land, like you were saying. Those are the only people that could vote in the beginning. Then they extended a little bit. Maybe the Irish got the right to vote, but were Italians really white? And it took a while for Italians and Germans and other ethnicities to be able to claim their whiteness. And now we've got to the point where 90% of Hispanics believe they're white,
Yeah, I hear
and
about that.
70% of Asians believe they're white too. So in America, there is something where everybody wants to become white, and that is, I don't know if it's a good thing or not. It's just a reality about how our country works.
Well, there are some black people who think they're white too, so everybody want
That's
to
true. That's true. I think they're all just Americans and they're confusing whether it's a being an American or
Yeah.
being white.
So are you
But
white?
I would consider myself white. In fact, I was just talking on the phone with someone who wanted to take my demographic information, and I always do say white because I'm 75% English, 25% Irish.
Oh, okay. So you ran during the 2024 Democratic Party, the Democratic presidential primary, and you won. Am I right?
I did win in American Samoa. I became the first candidate to beat an incumbent president. I beat Joe Biden in American Samoa. But to be honest with you, he wiped the court clean with me in all the other states. I got 11% in West Virginia, was the second best I did, but American Samoa was the only one that I won.
Where is American Samoa? Where is that located?
You're pronouncing it right. It's in the Pacific Ocean. It's about halfway between Hawaii and Australia, and about 50,000 people live there. Talofa lava is how you say hello, good to see you in the Samoan language. And they've been part of the United States of America for more than 100 years, actually.
Really? And so,
Yep.
did you live over there for a while?
No, I've never lived there. I can't wait to visit though, because I have many friends over there now since they voted for me. But no, I did a number of Zoom town halls just like this. Some people say I'm very good over Zoom like this. We did a beach cleanup. I hired three local employees who did a great job. There's a woman named Miracle who led my team, and she did a fantastic job and really delivered a miracle in American Samoa since I haven't even been there before.
And so, but the reason you got their attention is that you did some work like that, or you campaigned on there by Zoom, by way of Zoom. You had some
Yep.
people do some cleanup. So
I
they
came up with
got.
a whole set of policies for the island. I really took them seriously. Like
Oh,
they are
okay.
part of America, but they're not born as citizens. They're what are called American nationals. And if you want to become a citizen, you have to fly all the way to Hawaii. It's like $1,000. It takes a whole week. And, that's very expensive to become a citizen. So one of my planks was we're going to actually set up a citizenship office right there on the main island so that you can walk there and do it in person without having to fly anywhere. They only have one hospital on the island and it hasn't been updated in a decade. I talked to them about how we're going to get them enough resources so they can have a second hospital on the other side of the island, which actually would make money because there are plenty of people that live on the other side that actually need hospital services.
Oh,
And
okay.
then climate change is a big deal down there too. So I talked to them about my climate change policies. And I honestly think not enough candidates take them seriously. They're a real place that's part of America.
That's amazing. I don't think most people have heard of these folks or that
Most people
location.
had not. Now they all have heard of them. I think
Yeah.
American Samoa is more popular than me now.
And so today is July 16, 2024,
That's
and a
right.
couple of days before this interview, there was, according to all the report, an assassination attempt on President Donald Trump.
That's right.
When you first saw it, what were you doing? And when you saw what was happening, what was your first impression? What did you think about that?
I was at an event in Washington, D.C. with a lot of journalists at the time that it happened, for a friend was releasing his book, and we were at like a book event. And, our first thought was sadness, honestly. Anytime someone is shot at, it's terrible. When it's the president of the United States, that's very serious for our democracy. You never want to see anyone get shot. There hasn't been an assassination attempt in America for 60, well, I guess since 1980 with Ronald Reagan, so
Right.
43 years. But still, that's not something, the polarization is terrible in our country right now, and I believe people should be able to get along with each other across the political divide. I've been working for a decade to try to improve collaboration and bipartisan solutions. And this goes against what I believe is right for American democracy. And my heart goes out to the family who lost the father.
Yeah.
Shooting.
And there are a couple, they say that there are a couple other, two other people who are
Or
in the
seriously injured. Yeah. Yeah.
injury. Whose fault is it that that person did that, tried to
It
assassinate the president? Whose
is
fault is that?
100% the 20-year-old person's fault who pulled the trigger and shot at the president. I can't recall his name, and it's probably better that I don't remember it, but it's
Yeah.
his fault. From what I know, the Secret Service had 86 seconds where someone had told a police officer. And then that police officer told the Secret Service, and then the Secret Service told some, the right person on the right rooftop to take the person down. They probably could have gone faster. I think when we look closely at this, it'll actually change Secret Service procedures because 86 seconds is not that long, but it should have been long enough to neutralize the shooter.
Yeah.
But just thank God President, Trump survived. It would have been very much worse for our democracy if he had been shot.
It doesn't seem that this Secret Service care a lot about the president. They don't seem to like him. Are we surprised that they did not protect him?
From my understanding, the secret services that get assigned to each candidate are they do kind of like their principal and care a lot about their principal. So I just haven't heard any stories about them not liking President Trump or anything like that. Usually they become, they're almost like family because they're together all the time.
Oh, okay. And the Democratic Party, Joe Biden and others, over the last year or so, maybe longer, but a year or so, they've been calling Donald Trump Hitler. They've been calling the Republicans all type of evil, vicious names. And the media have been doing the same thing, especially liberal media. Are they responsible for, partly responsible for that boy carrying out that act against the president, since they have been really demonizing Donald Trump in a horrible way, trying to lock him up, having trials, just every kind of evil thing you can think of about? Are they partly responsible for that boy's action?
I think that will come out as more information is released. Like from what I know, the shooter was a registered Republican, but he
Right.
also donated to a progressive cause. And so we don't know enough about where he got his information and what radicalized him, because he must have been radicalized to go up on that roof and try to shoot somebody and somebody who's a political figure like Donald Trump. Overall, I think our entire country needs to take the heat down and be willing to have dialogue like this. Even if you disagree with someone, they're not your enemy.
Right.
They grew up with a different background. They had different life experiences. They have different opinions. And we need to be way better about that. And I don't like it when either side uses, demonizing language or tells lock them up or, this whole thing. We should do a lot less of that and much more getting along together as one big family.
The Democratic Party is such a wicked party now, and there's nothing good about them, and they support everything that's go against God. They support abortion. They are against businesses. They let the inmates out of prisons. They took away the police force. They are into the transgender thing. They in some cases don't even want parents to be notified that their children are calling themselves transgender or whatever they got going on. They are against everything that's right. Why are you a part of that party?
Well, I think what you just said there applies to about the 10% most fringe elements of the Democratic Party.
like
it would
the
be.
president and the governor of California.
Well, I don't think so.
And the Democratic
I'll take them one at a time.
Congressmen and things like that.
Well, I'll take them one at a time. So I ran for president because I think the Democratic Party needs to be much better at being the champion of small businesses. I've been an entrepreneur and an investor my whole life, and I think capitalism is the best system that we have for bringing everybody's economic well-being up.
Right.
And it also, you know, small businesses create 70% of jobs. Democrats need to do a much better job of being the party of business and of workers. You can be the party of both. Now, on abortion, I do think, you know, there's a lot of heat on both sides. I agreed with what Bill Clinton said. It should be safe, legal, and rare. And we haven't done enough to make it more rare. There should be more resources for adoption in this country. There should be, you know, a collaboration where we come up with what the right policy is, and we shouldn't turn it into a kind of a yell fest at each other where we haven't come up with a good compromise. In terms of letting people out of prison, I'm here in Baltimore, Maryland, and one of my companies works to educate people in prisons and jails. And Wes Moore, our governor here, just did let tens of thousands of people out of prison who were arrested on marijuana charges, a victimless crime. I supported that. But I don't support letting violent criminals out of prison until they have done their time, until they have been rehabilitated. And even then, we need to be careful because 70% of them might commit crimes again. So we have to do a much better job of making sure when people are in prison and jail, we rehabilitate them.
They let these people out with no bail bonds or anything. And most of these people come out, get out, and they go and commit the same crimes over again or even worse. And then, I was just saying on my radio show this morning that when I go into a market now, supermarket, it's not uncommon to see people going in there stealing things and just walking right out of the store. You can hardly find the product that you're looking for. And the workers, they can't do anything about it because there are past laws that in some states that you can steal up to $1,000 or so worth of merchandise and get away with it. And you can't do anything about it. And recently in California, they passed a bill that the businesses have a curfew. They have to shut down at a certain time of night. Rather than punish the criminal, they're punishing the criminal. I mean, the businesses. Why are you a part of a party that's so evil?
I think, again, you're taking kind of the extreme element. I don't live in San Francisco. I live in Baltimore.
But it's the same thing in Baltimore.
No, our mayor here is a Democrat. And
I know.
Brandon Scott. And actually, the murder rate has gone down by about 70% in the last 4 years, and especially in the last year. And they're doing community policing where they're trying to hire more people from the communities. They're actually allowing people to have relationships with the police officers that lead to more arrests and more reduction of crime. But I want to also say, I agree with you that our country has gotten soft on crime too. I don't like going into a drugstore and seeing like all of the shaving stuff all locked up, you know, right guard and whatever else locked up. We need to actually be prosecuting people for petty theft. It doesn't matter if somebody steals $5 or $500 worth of stuff. That person needs to understand that that is illegal and is not part of what you should be doing in America. And we've let that go too much, and especially in San Francisco that you were talking about before.
And so why are you a part of a party that's so evil, the Democratic Party? Why are you a member of that party?
I'm a member of the Democratic Party because actually the Democratic Party has done more to help lift people out of poverty.
Where in Somalia? Where?
All over the country. So things like Social Security was invented by FDR. He was a Democrat. That was back in the 1930s. Medicare.
Which was a big mistake because they should have allowed the individual to manage their own Social Security money by giving them that money back on their paychecks and they can put it in a bank and invest it. So that wasn't a good idea either.
Well, I'll tell you, I also agree that people should have the right to opt out of Social Security and have their individual accounts like you were just talking about.
Right.
But Social Security and Medicare was created in the 1960s under Lyndon Johnson. Those two programs are the most popular government programs in this country. They have 80, 85% support. So I would never, ever get rid of them. But I would allow people to choose to do different things, to choose more private options, like Medicare Advantage is very popular for people who prefer a private plan if you're over 65. And for Social Security, there should be a way that you could opt out of that system and choose a more an account that you manage. I agree with you on that. I just think you have to realize these are government programs that were created that are very popular that have helped lift a lot of people out of poverty. You got to accept that too.
But government programs are never good for the people because it causes people to rely on the government rather than relying on themselves. It causes them to become helpless. And then the government now has control over them and they can take it away or give it to them whatever they want. And so people feel subject to the government. The government is never a good idea for the people. And the government is just supposed to work for us, build the roads, strong military, and stay out of our business. They're never meant to be so involved in the individual life.
I actually do agree with some of that. I'm in favor of smaller government. I'm in favor of the government staying out of people's bedrooms, giving people more freedom to do what they want with their lives. I was just at Freedom Fest in Las Vegas last week, and some people think I have a libertarian streak. I used to donate to the Cato Institute. I still donate to the Cato Institute. They're one of the most libertarian think tanks out there. So I believe very much in free speech, keeping the government out of our lives, reducing taxes, making the government smaller. But at the same time, I would make government more efficient. One of the main pillars of my presidential campaign is we got to modernize government. We got to use technology wherever possible. We got to make government more efficient, make it run like a business. We got to update our labor laws to not have people working for the government for their whole lives, but doing a tour of duty, tour of service for 2 years, 5 years. We want the best and the brightest to work for our government, not just people who are willing to work their 30 years and collect a big pension.
And so why are you a member of an evil party? You're never going to tell me why.
So I'm trying to ignore the fact that you call it an evil party because I don't think either party is evil. Sometimes I vote for Democrats. Sometimes I vote for Republicans. I hope someday there's a libertarian candidate that's strong enough that I could vote for them or an independent party candidate. But I don't think any of the parties are evil. I think they just are a way for groups to get together, collaborate, and try to have a consistent set of positions. And I agree with the Democratic Party on about 90% of their positions. And I agree with the Republican Party on about 60% of their positions. And that's why a lot of people think those two parties are kind of in cahoots, because they actually do overlap in a lot of areas and have similar sets of policies. Like, you and I want smaller government. But as far as I can tell, both parties want bigger government.
Yeah, we definitely have a one-party system now in the country. That's for sure. The Republican Party, except for the Great White Hope, Donald Trump, the Republican Party is no good. Is no different than the Democratic Party. Are you going to vote for the Great White Hope?
I'm not going to vote for the Great White Hope.
And who is the Great White Hope?
I think you believe that Donald Trump is the Great White Hope from what I just heard.
Yes. And, you're not voting for him?
I'm not going to vote for him. I've endorsed Joe Biden for president. I have endorsed Joe Biden, although I've also written an open letter to Joe Biden and said I think he should do the right thing.
He's
and
not going to do the right thing.
Withdraw his candidacy and let Kamala Harris or Gretchen Whitmer or one of the younger governors, Wes Moore, here in Maryland. I think all of those people would be better presidential candidates this election than Biden.
Let me tell you why
I think Donald Trump is not the right person.
How would those women be a better president, since we all know that women were not created to lead, they were created to follow? And I know you agree with that. Why would they be any better than Biden when it's not even in their DNA to be leaders?
I think Margaret Thatcher would disagree with you.
And where is Margaret Thatcher now?
Margaret Thatcher was the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom for a number of years.
And where is she now?
Well, now she's unfortunately dead and in
the
ground.
I rest my case.
But, you know, Indira Gandhi was a great leader. There have been many great women leaders over time. And Gretchen Whitmer is my favorite governor right now, actually. I think he's governor of Michigan.
Do you agree with me that women were not created to lead, but to follow?
No, I don't agree with that. In fact, I'm supporting a candidate who's running for office in North Carolina as an independent. Her name is Shalane Etchison.
What a
And
mess.
she was a member of the first special forces group in the military that was all women. And they played a really critical role in winning the Afghanistan war because they were able to use intelligence on the ground from the women in Afghanistan.
Oh,
Now,
they seduced
unfortunately,
them with their bodies?
No, they would use talking to women to understand the intelligence. Because a lot of times in the military, it's not just do you shoot the gun the best or can you drive the tank the best? It's can you gather the intelligence the best?
But so the women gathered the intelligence by seducing the men with their bodies?
No, not seducing men with their bodies. They did it by talking
because
to
that's
Afghani
work, you
women,
know.
Befriending them.
Is it right or wrong for a woman to kill the man's baby in the womb? Is it right or wrong?
I think that it's a woman's choice to decide what to do with her pregnancy. And sometimes, you know, the life of the mother is at risk and you may have to choose to you know, let the child go because you might be risking your own life. But I overall think it should be a woman's choice what to do with her pregnancy. It's
is
her
it,
body.
Is it right or wrong for a woman to kill the man's baby in her womb? Is it right or wrong?
I think it's not the man's baby. I think it's the woman's fetus.
If
and
the,
so
if
it's
the
her
man
right.
had not put it in there, would there be a baby?
Sometimes, oftentimes, there's a man involved, but not always these days. We got new technologies.
So is it right or wrong for the woman to kill the man's baby in the womb?
It's up to each woman to decide for herself, and it's one of the most difficult decisions for a woman to ever make.
No, not. They kill these babies like not going north. They kill the baby for breakfast if they've had sex tonight at dinner. Is it right or wrong?
It's up to the woman, and I'm not the judge and jury. I'm not God.
So, but I'm asking, is it right or wrong
That's
for a
between
woman to kill the man's baby in the womb?
That's between each woman and her personal decision and her own religious beliefs.
But you personally can't tell me if you think that is right or wrong.
I would need to know more information. Was the woman raped? Is her life at risk? Was she a victim of incest? How old is the woman? You know, is she 29 years old or 15 years old? There's so many variables here. I think each case has its own unique circumstances.
And so you personally can't tell me if you think that is right or wrong.
Correct. And that's partly because one of my principles is that I try not to judge. Now, of course, I'm a human being. So immediately, like a judgment comes into my head whenever I hear about a moral dilemma like this. But I've learned over time that there are a lot more details and circumstances that I may not know. And so I should hold my judgment until I have full information.
And that's true. But do you know right from wrong?
I think I do.
So
but
is
I'm still
this
learning
right
it every
or
year,
wrong
I'll
for
tell
a
you.
woman to kill the man's baby in the womb?
I think for me personally, if a woman was pregnant, she should talk to the man who got her pregnant and they should make that decision together. That's my own personal belief.
Amazing.
Now, for the government, I don't think the government should be involved in that.
I agree.
That should be the woman's choice. That
I
should
agree
be the
to that,
choice.
But you still didn't tell me if you thought it was right or wrong, but we'll move on because of time. Are you a Christian?
I am a Christian.
You believe in God?
I do believe in God. I'm a Quaker, to be specific.
Is that like oatmeal?
We do have Quaker oatmeal. It's probably the best branding we ever invented.
What is a
Quakers
Quaker?
Have been around since the 1600s. We're a very tolerant, open religion. We have Quaker meeting where we don't always have a minister. We have a clerk of our meetings, and people sit often in a circle, and when the spirit moves you, you speak.
Really?
Yeah.
So, but that does believe that you believe in God, right?
I do believe in God, yes.
So, do you believe in God's order?
God's order. You might have to define that.
God and Christ, Christ and man over woman, woman over children. Do you believe in God's order?
I don't believe in that order that you just described.
And why don't you believe in God's order?
As Quakers believe that all human beings are created equal, this is one of the core values of Quakerism, and that no one man or woman is higher it or child in the eyes of God. We are all created equal. In fact, it's easier for a child to enter the kingdom of God than it is for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God.
Amazing. Are you married?
I'm actually single right
Oh,
now.
no wonder you're so happy. Let me ask, how do you feel about the attack upon white men, white people, period, but especially white men? They are the most hated species on this side of heaven for no reason, period, at all. But everybody seemed, all other races, even some liberal whites, they tend to go after white men and blame them for the failure of other people. How do you feel about the attack upon white men, especially white Christian men?
I don't like the attacks on white men. And I agree with you, there are attacks out there on white men. In fact, when I decided to run for president, a number of people told me, "You can't run for president. You're just another white man." Because in the Democratic Party is about 70% people of color and women. White men are a minority in the Democratic Party. However, I do want to say that I think the amount of discrimination that I get is way, way less than someone who is African American,
That's not
Native
true. They
American.
don't discriminate against black people anymore. They discriminate against white people only. They don't discriminate against Mexican. It's totally against white people now. It's not about anybody but the
I
white
see
man.
it everywhere. I see it everywhere. I was just at a conference, this Freedom Fest, last week. And I had a friend set up the panel for me. I was leading a panel. And then when I got there and saw who all the panelists were, he had kind of unconsciously chosen six white men to be on the panel. And
Nice.
that's probably not a good thing.
Why not?
Because when I
What's
looked in the
wrong with having
audience,
six? Let's say
was
you were at an all
25%.
black event and they had six white men on the panel. What's wrong with that?
It's even got a name. It's called a mannel,
And
MANEL, if it's all men.
what's
And
wrong with that?
it means that nobody tried to actually make sure it was a diverse panel.
And they
So,
shouldn't.
well, 40% of the people in the audience, I looked, were women. So in a perfect world, it would have been three people on the panel were women. There were 25% of the audience was people of color. It would have been better if one or two people on the
That's
panel
not a
were people
perfect
of color.
world.
But I agree with you. It's not a perfect world. So I decided in the end that we are going to send this picture out. I'm going to get a lot of friends who are upset with me that the panel was all white men. But, that sometimes happens. It's a sign that discrimination still exists in this
But there's
country.
not and nothing wrong with discrimination either. What's wrong with that? If
Well,
you don't, let's say that you,
if discrimination is based on merit, like if one person had better skills for the job, that's good discrimination. But if discrimination is based on, I don't like that that person's name is LaQuisha, and I want somebody whose name is Tom, then that's bad discrimination.
I would never hire a LaQuisha in my company. You know why?
Why?
The fact that she made up a black name like that, it says in advance that she hate white people, and that if I hire her, it's gonna be a problem with her working with white people because she's already said she hate white people by coming up with a dumb name like that.
She didn't come up with that name. That could have easily been her mother or her father, which is why
Well,
I'm worried about
he
Elon
or she
Musk's
could have
children. Elon
changed it.
Musk's children, he's
They
got
could
one
have
child
changed
named
it though as
X.
adults. They could have changed it.
Don't blame the person if their parents came up with the name. You never know.
But they can change it. I want to ask, do you believe that human beings are in a fallen state?
I am generally optimistic about human beings, but I think that human beings are flawed, all of us, including me. I don't know if I would say a fallen state, although I know obviously this is your perspective because it's the name of your organization.
Well, that's the name of the, that's the name of the show, not my organization.
Well, it's the name of the podcast.
Right.
Yeah. But I think we are all flawed and just try. And I want everyone to try to do their best. And I want to give people the opportunity to do their best. You know, I believe in hard work, integrity, truth, perseverance, tolerance, team first. You know, these are my principles. And I hope that everyone can have principles for themselves that allow them to pursue their just cause.
How do you feel knowing that men, period, all men, are being discriminated against, and they are putting these women, everywhere you look now, nothing but women, females, right? And they run everything. And they are deliberately discriminated against men and putting these unqualified women who are not created to lead anyway into, you know, into leadership role, and things are getting worse as a result of that. How do you feel seeing that happen, the discrimination against men and the fact that these women are making things worse? How do you feel knowing that and seeing that happen?
I don't think there's discrimination against men. The last I looked at the Congress,
what?
I believe that 85% of Congress is men and 15% is women.
Thank God they can keep it low.
And when you look at the Fortune 500 CEOs, 85% are men and 15% are women. So men still are dominant in this world. But
they're trying to get rid of them.
But I do want to tell you about Richard Reeves' new book, because you would probably appreciate that book. You know, it's different for men of our age because we've had all the power for centuries, but 55% of the people who go to college these days are women. There are more and more young men who are suicidal and have mental health. They're having difficulty with all these changes in society where women have finally achieved equality, and the men feel kind of like you just said, they feel like they're being discriminated against.
And you know why that is, right? The suicide rate going up, because it's natural for men, given to them by God, it's natural for men to lead and women to follow. And they are creating an unnatural situation where they're pretending that women can lead and they're trying to make men follow. So they're turning the men into women and women into fake men. That's why the suicide rate is going up, because the men are not able to be their natural self. You agree with that?
I agree that there is an element of truth in there. Maybe I'll start with the truth first and the disagreement later. The truth is that men on average are taller than women. It's true that even in surveys of women, women prefer the man to be taller than them. They prefer for the man to be dominant in the relationship a lot of times. But that doesn't apply to all men. Many women want an equal relationship. And some women are taller than men just because of the way the natural selection works out.
But we're
out.
Not talking about the physical. We're talking about the God-given spiritual order of things, that women are not meant to
Well, that's where
believe.
I disagree with you mostly,
and
because
I also
of my
know
Quaker
that
faith.
I also noticed
Quaker
that
faith says that everyone is created equal. And that
you mentioned that before. I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah.
Did the woman come from the man body?
You mean Adam and Eve?
Yeah. Did the woman come from the man?
That is a beautiful story in the Bible that I don't think is meant to be taken literally.
Was the woman created from the man?
No.
Really?
Both men and women are descended from an ancestor that was kind of half chimpanzee, half ape, about 5 million years ago.
Are you
and
serious?
I'm very serious about this.
When
yes.
the last time you seen a human being come from an ape?
Well, you don't see it every day here because it happened
Have you ever seen it?
I have seen plenty of fossils.
Have you ever seen a human being come from an ape?
No, because it doesn't work that way.
Is this,
Nowadays, a
don't you think
human
you should
comes
have
from a
seen
human
it if
being.
that was true?
Yeah, when I believe in science and I studied the fossil record, at some time about 5 million years ago, humans and chimpanzees diverged on the family tree. And back the fossils we have are of 4 feet tall people who were Australopithecus in Africa, and they were much smaller. They kind of walked hunched over,
What? No.
climbed in trees.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding at all.
So
I'm not kidding.
do
It's
you
one of the
know anybody
great
that ever seen
miracles
that
of
happen?
life and science that we've discovered this.
And do you know anyone that ever seen a human being come from an ape?
No, but again, it happened 5 million years ago.
But it
So
still should happen now.
it couldn't happen now.
Why
It couldn't
not?
be, I believe, I'm not
What
sure about this, but I
the?
believe that a
That's
chimpanzee and a human
amazing.
being cannot mate. I believe that it doesn't work. But I'm not 100% sure about that.
So let me ask. So
Because a
do you
lion and a
believe?
tiger can get together and create a liger. So you never know.
Oh God, that's amazing. Do you
Well,
believe?
I love my science and I know more science than
Evidently,
the average presidential candidate.
you love science too much.
Maybe.
But let me ask, do you believe man was created from and by God?
I believe life was created by God.
Do you
I don't know
believe that
about
man
men
was created
specifically.
by and from God?
It depends on if you think the evolutionary process is God's handiwork. And I'm not sure I know about that. That's one of those things where I'm still learning and still thinking about it.
So do you believe that, and I'm asking, do you believe that man was created from and by God?
In a way, because life was created by God, yes.
So are you saying that the woman came from the monkey and the man came from God?
No, both were created by the same evolutionary process that created bacteria billions of years ago.
What's wrong with the blacks?
I don't think there's anything wrong with the blacks. I think, in fact, they deserve more opportunities, more chances, and period.
If there is nothing wrong with them, why they deserve more opportunities and chances? Why can't they just do whatever normal other person does? Work for themselves, do for themselves, think for themselves. If there is nothing wrong with them, why do they deserve more opportunity? And that sounds like something's wrong with them.
That's a fair point. I think it's mostly because some of them are descended from slavery,
You ain't
and
never met a black that was descended from slavery.
there are many that are descended from
You
slavery,
have
not
not met one.
immediately
It's
from
just you
slavery.
ain't met a human being that came from a monkey, and you never met a black that came from slavery.
They're descended from means like great grandson of or great granddaughter of, but it's not just slavery. I mean, there were Jim Crow laws. For the longest time, they had to go to separate schools. They weren't allowed to go to college. They weren't allowed to own property. Our country, until about 1965, maybe 1975, was so difficult to live as an African American in our country that it was impossible to succeed.
And
There's
where
a
did you
reason
get
why
that?
Barack Obama was elected in 2008, is that now we've had 40 years of real opportunity for African Americans. And there wasn't that kind of opportunity before.
And yet they're still complaining and need help. We gave them a black president. They're still complaining, and they need, as you just said, they still need a lot of opportunity. Where would enough be enough?
Well, that's a good question. The Supreme Court just ruled this past year, or maybe it was 2 years ago, that you can't use affirmative action in college admissions anymore. But from my observations of society right now, and from research that keeps coming out every few months, there's still discrimination against African Americans in our society. And it's especially tough for African American women, to be honest with you.
And why do you believe that lie?
It's not a lie. There's research about it. The most recent research I
Research
saw
is
was
false. Research are lies.
about researchers at most colleges go out of their way to create, a real experiment where the one I saw was 10,000 resumes were put online on LinkedIn, where they had an African American sounding first name, and then 10,000 resumes were done where they had a white sounding first name. And the people who had the white first name got many more callbacks, many more emails, many more chances to interview for the job than the people that had the black sounding names. In fact, you even said if someone was named LaQuisha, I wouldn't hire them.
I hired no LaQuisha.
Well, that's because you also think that sounds like an African-American name, and you don't think
not that's... Not only does it sound like one, that is one.
Okay, well, you think that that will prevent someone from being a good employee or, you know, succeeding in the world, and that's the type of discrimination that exists.
Do you blame these companies now for not wanting to hire black people? Because you hire them, the first thing they're going to do when they show up late or don't want to do the job or they bitching about something, they're going to say, oh, you discriminated against me. Now you got a lawsuit on your hand. And a lot of companies don't want to be bothered with that because it's difficult. Since the law is not on the side of the company, they're on the side of the blacks. They're going to have to pay out money, and they're not even discriminating for that reason. Do you blame the companies for not wanting to hire the blacks?
In my experience, some of my black colleagues have been my best colleagues and employees. One of my co-founders, his name is Kwame Jackson, and Kwame was on the first season of The Apprentice. He's the only person in America that can say he's worked for Donald Trump and he's worked for Jason Palmer, and the leadership style is completely different. And I think he prefers working with me.
yeah.
I have a CFO at one of my companies. His name's Shagun.
I know, but I'm asking because of time. Do you blame the whites and other companies? Because I hear from non-white companies, too, that they don't want to hire the blacks because they're afraid of lawsuits. Because the blacks don't show up, they complain, they argue at work, and then they cry lawsuit, they try racism, they get the money, and people just don't want to be bothered with that. Do you blame those companies?
I know that happens, that sometimes people file false EEOC complaints, Equal Opportunity Employment Commission complaints, but I honestly think that is a very tiny amount of the people that are being hired. And most companies that I know are trying really hard to be equitable and hire just as many African Americans and Mexican Americans and Asian Americans as possible to create a more equitable society.
And do you blame those companies for not wanting to hire the blacks because they don't want to deal with all that?
I honestly don't have any companies that have expressed it to me that way before.
Right, but
most
do you blame...
companies are trying to hire more black workers, actually.
But do you blame the companies for not wanting to hire the blacks, knowing that it's a great possibility that they're going to have to deal with discrimination lawsuits and all that stuff? Racial discrimination lawsuits. Do you blame the companies for not wanting to deal with that?
I do think companies should not be discriminatory against blacks, yes.
And do you blame the companies for not wanting to hire the blacks because they don't want to run that risk or deal with that?
I think you're giving those companies a little too much credit. If a company doesn't have enough African-American workers, there probably are other discriminatory things that are going on that are preventing them from having a more equal workforce.
And do you blame the companies for not wanting to deal with that?
I feel like that's the same question you've asked a few times in a row. So I think companies should do their best to be colorblind in their hiring practices.
And do you blame the companies for not wanting to deal with this outcry of so-called racism, you discriminate against me because of color? Do you blame the companies for not wanting to deal with that?
I honestly don't see many companies doing that. When George
Floyd, I hear it all the time.
When George Floyd was murdered a couple of years ago, I saw companies like leaping over each other to say that they wanted to do good by the black community. There was a huge outpouring. You know,
but what's wrong with the blacks? You got to do good about them. Are they retarded?
No, but you have to reverse the discriminatory processes of the past.
Oh, let me ask you this. You said that the blacks were being discriminated against during Jim Crow. They couldn't buy land. There were separate schools. And slavery held them back. descendant of slavery held the back. You said that, right?
That's all right. Yeah, you did hear me. You
and
did a
where
great
did
job.
You get that information from?
From books that I read, from movies that I watch, from TV shows, mostly from books. I have to admit, I'm a book nerd. And so I'm mostly referring to my American history that I've read.
Is it possible that those books are lying to you? They're not true.
It's possible, but they have a lot of footnotes and lots of references. And when I've read other books that are referred to in the first set of books, there's more information. I don't always go back to the primary sources, so it's possible.
Why would you believe it then? And then say it out loud. You believe those books, and you say it out loud as though you believe it. Why?
I do. Well, when you've read...
Why do you believe it?
I probably have read 10,000 books in my life. And when you read enough books and there's common things in those histories, and I've also done a lot of family genealogy as well. So I have read lots of primary sources about my own family and what occurred with my own family. One of my ancestors was determined to be a witch, and they tried to burn her at the stake in Salem, Massachusetts.
Nice.
And I went back and I looked for the primary sources on that to try to verify that. Whenever I've gone back to look at primary sources, they usually end up being true from the books that I've read.
Do you know that I grew up under the Jim Crow law down in Alabama?
I do know you came from Alabama. Absolutely. You have personal experience.
During the civil rights movement, I worked in cotton fields and all that. You know that, right?
I do know that, yeah.
Do you know that prior to the civil rights movement, which should have never happened, it was the worst thing that ever happened to the blacks other than abortion. Do you know that prior to the civil rights movement, black people thought for themselves, they did for themselves, they bought land, they had truckloads of children, they taught them to work and be responsible, they helped them start, they started businesses, those that wanted to go to college went off to college, even though the schools were separated, but they still got a good education. And they treated white people the way they would like to be treated, and white people treated them the way that they would like to be treated. I have family members who got married, they bought land, they had buku children. Do you know that what you were told is not true? And I'm a witness to that, that you've been lied to? What do you think about that?
I first of all, I respect your personal experience because you lived it.
Yes.
It must be true what you're telling me.
Yes.
You wouldn't tell me something that's not true.
Absolutely.
My grandparents lived in Mississippi, in Jackson, Mississippi, and I regularly visited them. And my grandfather was actually a builder of homes. He ran his own company down there, and he hired about 3/4 of his staff were African Americans. And part of why he hired them was because he could pay them a lower wage. And it allowed him to actually increase the success of his business.
Absolutely.
He had many black leaders in his company. And many of the things you say are very similar to what he said. And
so why you have chosen to believe the lie?
Well, I think you should be more clear about the lie. I don't think you're disagreeing that slavery existed. I think you agree that it happened.
But nobody knows. That was 150 years ago. It's not even up for discussion anymore.
And I think you agree there were Jim Crow laws and people were treated differently and African Americans couldn't go to the same schools as white children.
They didn't want to.
Well, they didn't.
Until the civil rights, so-called civil rights law came along, black people didn't want to go to white schools. And white people didn't want to go to black school. They were quite happy with their own schools. It's Martin Luther King and all those people told the black people that they were unhappy with their school. Black people were very happy with their own school. And they went off to black colleges for those that want. They were quite happy with that. Except the so-called civil rights movement came along and told the blacks that they were unhappy. And they're like, oh, okay, I didn't know I was unhappy.
I think... And I'm pretty sure I'm right about this, that the civil rights movement didn't force them to go to white schools. It actually gave them a chance to go to white schools.
But they didn't want to.
It's the same thing before when you were saying people should be given an opportunity to choose individual accounts versus Social Security. I think people that have black schools available to them should be able to choose to go to the white schools if they want. That was
so
a positive development
when
for
our black
society.
People start thinking, because when I was growing up, we never thought of white school being better than black school. When did black people start to think that white school were better than them? than their schools, but
they
were not.
They don't always think that white schools are better.
Let me tell you, in my class alone,
there are many, many African American friends that I have would prefer to go to and did go to a historically black college and university.
So why do we keep hearing that? Oh, they wanted to go to the white school because the white school were better. In my class alone, graduation class, you had doctors. People became doctors, lawyers, school teachers, businessmen. You had everything. Nearly everybody in my class succeeded at whatever they wanted to do. I was at an all-black school.
And look at you, totally successful too, right?
Black people. I'm sorry?
Yeah, and you're very successful yourself.
Yeah, and I was like, there were 18 in my class. I was number 18. But because I was taught to be a free thinker, I don't need no black person or white person telling me what to do and how to think what I want. I was taught to work by my parents and grandparents. I didn't never think of, oh, this school is better than mine. Black people didn't think that until the civil rights movement came along. And you're saying too, well, the white school was better. And so that's why the black, that's not true. Why are you falling for the lie?
Like I said, I think giving people the choice to go to the black schools or the white schools is always better than only allowing them to go to one set of schools.
Why?
Because more choice is better for
people.
Because then it gives people more freedom, more opportunity. And I'm kind of a freedom first person.
But we didn't have our freedom. We were free.
Yeah, but anytime something's prohibited, especially when you see
But they weren't thinking that it was prohibited. They were not thinking that way.
No, they were thinking it's prohibited.
How can it be prohibited?
I need to give you some of these books. You know, Thurgood Marshall tried to go to the school that no African Americans were allowed to go to.
And he was an idiot.
When he went
to law school. Thurgood Marshall was an idiot.
No, Thurgood Marshall actually is
the one. He was an idiot. He was a liberal idiot.
No, I mean, there's a reason why the Supreme Court ruled 9-0 in his favor in Brown versus Board of Education.
Because they were afraid to be called racist.
No.
Let me ask you this because of time. Should men be allowed to play in women's sports?
No. There's a reason why we have women's sports. It's like I said before, women have a different amount of genetic ability to run as fast, jump as high. That's why we have women's sports and men's sports.
And so did you say yes or no that
men should not be allowed to play in women's sports?
And should women be allowed to play in men's sports?
Sometimes, yes.
What's the difference?
The difference is
you saying we got weaker men in men's sports and stronger women?
Why should women be allowed to play in men's sports?
But men should not be allowed to play in women's sport. What's the difference?
Let me explain. I know it seems like a contradiction, but
it's insane. So
sometimes there are men's sports where there's no women's equivalent. And one of my close friends is a woman who runs an organization called Wrestle Like a Girl. And when, like, for example, wrestling, there was no women's wrestling. Like, she fought so that women could participate in wrestling and wrestle on the boys' team because there was no boys. There was no girls wrestling at the time, but now you may not know, but wrestling has become an NCAA sport. There are women's wrestling teams.
But can't they teach women to wrestle in women's sport without them to be a part of men's sport?
She actually fought hard. She fought hard to make women's wrestling a real Title IX sport at, you know, high schools all over the country and colleges all over the country. And now it's becoming an Olympic sport. In the next 4 years, her goal is for women's wrestling to become an Olympic sport.
Then
the girls don't have to wrestle against the boys because they'll
have
their own
league.
I want
to hear you say this again, just for the record.
Yes. Yeah.
Just for the record. Should men be allowed to play in women's sport?
No. Men should not be allowed to play in women's sports.
Should women be allowed to play in men's sports?
Yes, if there's no women's league that's available for them to play in. Yes.
Okay. And will you be celebrating White History with us this month?
Well, now that I know about White History Month, yes, I will celebrate it with you. But I still do think every month is White History Month to some degree.
That's not true. But anyway, I got to put you on the hot seat.
Sure, I like the hot seat.
And I need you to answer these questions as quickly as possible, all right?
Odyssey.
What is a man?
A man is somebody who's born with XY chromosomes and who has male sex organs.
Do we need more white babies?
That's not my judgment to make. That's above my pay grade.
Were women created to lead or follow or to
women
follow?
Women were created equal to men.
True or false? Abortion is the worst. Abortion is worse than slavery.
No, abortion is a sad thing, and I'm sorry so many people have to go through it. It should be safe, legal, and rare.
Did the bear shit in the woods?
You would have to ask the bear that.
Is America the best country on this side of heaven?
Yes, America is the best country on the face of the earth.
Should a man ever tell a woman his problems? Should a man ever tell a woman his problems?
Yes, if he's married to that woman or they have a loving relationship, yes.
True or false, every time a man listens to a woman, he suffers.
False.
I'm sorry?
False.
When Adam listened to the woman, is it false or true that he suffered?
I think Adam and Eve chose together to eat that fruit.
When Adam listened to Eve, is it true or false that he suffered?
I think all humankind suffers, but I don't blame it on women. That's a story in the Bible.
When Adam listened to Eve, is it true or false that he suffered?
It is neither. It's neither.
Who would you rather see as president? Kanye West, Hillary Clinton, Kamala Harris, Nancy Pelosi, Big Mama Michelle Obama, or Hunter Biden?
Kamala Harris.
What?
Kamala Harris.
Are you married to a black woman?
No, I'm not.
Okay. True or false, sending your child to a public school is child abuse?
False. Public schools are exceptional, and all parents should feel comfortable sending their kids to public schools.
Amazing. Have you ever told anyone how the cow ate the cabbage?
How to what?
Have you ever told anyone how the cow ate the cabbage?
I've never told anyone how the cow ate the cabbage.
Will you be running for office in 2028?
I've promised myself I won't decide that for 2 years. Running for president is really hard. It takes a lot of energy. And I'm still in the middle of this campaign. I'm trying to get 20 young people elected to Congress this fall. And, you know, in 2 years, I'll decide what comes next.
Amazing. Did you have fun?
I had a lot of fun. In fact, I'm still having fun, and I love the people of American Samoa.
Nice. Tell the people how they can get to your website, your books, or whatever you want to put, how they can reach you.
Absolutely. So we have a website at togetherpurple.org, and that's where you'll find out about the 20 candidates that we're trying to get elected to office this fall. It's a purple organization, so half Democrats and half Republicans. In fact, we've only selected people who consider themselves independent-minded and are willing to work across the aisle, because there's too much polarization in this world and we should be able to get together even if we have completely different views.
Yeah.
And we want to make the world better for everybody. It's super important that we work together on that.
And repeat that site again, the website?
Sure, togetherpurple.org.
Well, thank you for coming on, and thank you for taking on the hot seat. That was amazing.
Yes, Emily, that was super fun. I appreciate you pushing it. That was great.
And thank you all for tuning in. I absolutely appreciate it. Don't forget to support The Fallen State by going to thefallenstate.tv/donate and clicking the link description there. You can support us on locals as well. Like, follow, ring the bell, subscribe, and check out our merch. Amazing merch, all right? And let me hear from you if you have any other guests you would like to see on The Fallen State. Contact my producer, right? I do appreciate it. And thank you again for coming on. I absolutely appreciate it.
Dang, Jesse Lee. Thank you for having me on.
All right. Amazing.